It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Thursday, April 9th. I'm Patricia Naft. The Paonia Town Council has received some very vocal opposition to an idea floated at a recent meeting to create a registration fee for private businesses to operate in the town park. Town Manager Jane Berry says that it's not about generating a profit for the town, but she says it's a fair and common practice to offset the park maintenance budget, which right now totals around $40,000 a year.
Years and years ago, the schools would and have always partnered with the town on the football field. Well, we used to get $20,000 to $30,000 a year to help maintain that facility. And then when it went down to 9 or 10, now we receive $1,800 a year from the schools for all the maintenance of the football field. We've got back-to-back state championship football team, which we're tremendously proud of. So there's a lot of focus on that, hence the Flight of the Eagle project. But look at what the price tag is for that project. And we're getting $1,800 a year to maintain the football field. So obviously, we're doing everything we can to support the schools. We understand their financial challenges. We've got our own. But $1,800 a year doesn't go very far when you think about the intensity of use and where we want to keep that football field. We value those partnerships. Parks are never going to be a moneymaker. That's not what it's about. But at least we need to recoup some of our costs for maintaining these facilities, because it is an expense to the town taxpayers. It's coming out of their tax dollars they pay to the town to maintain all of these facilities.
Berry recently negotiated with the owner of one business that came forward during this discussion, Calvin Evans with Exodus Adventures. Berry says she offered a fee of $8 per hour for use, but that Evans declined and is planning on using a park just outside of town. Water is tight and a concern for many all over the West. A recent judicial decision reaffirms the state's methods for water conservation. Jake Ryan has more.
The Colorado Supreme Court just made a ruling this week about Colorado water. The issue was in-stream flow rights in Montrose County. Linda Bassey is the chief of the River and Streams Protection Division for the Colorado Water Conservation Board.
In-stream flow water rights, those are water rights that are held by the Water Conservation Board on behalf of the people of the state of Colorado, and they are decreed by the water court for specified flow rates between two points on a stream to preserve the natural environment to a reasonable degree.
Basically, the state is awarded water rights for a section of a stream or river, in this case the San Miguel River. It says that the flow can't be lowered below a certain threshold. The idea is to prevent other water rights users from using so much water that the streams and rivers dry up, or at least drop low enough to impact recreation and wildlife.
It's a 17-mile reach of the San Miguel River. This reach was chosen because it contains habitat and pretty good populations of three sensitive fish species, the flannel mouth sucker, the bluehead sucker, and the round-tailed chub. And there are also some important riparian vegetation communities along the river. They are native fish that are in a lot of people's minds right now concerned about declining populations.
Several people and organizations voiced opposition to this, though, afraid of government mandates limiting their water supply. They challenged the way that the Water Conservation Board went about securing these rights, saying that the procedures were unfair. But the state Supreme Court sided with the board, and their method will continue.
This decision is really good for the state's in-stream flow program and will enable us to continue to do the work we're doing. And we're very happy that the Supreme Court reached this decision.
Bassey says that the in-stream flows are being looked at carefully now that Colorado is developing a state water plan. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
The City of Delta Police Department teamed up with the county sheriff and the U.S. Marshals to do a sweep of some wanted people in Delta County. This is Chief Robert Thomas with the City Police Department.
Some of the individuals had lived in Delta, but they had left for surrounding areas, and I've drawn the conclusion that they were wanting to hide in these smaller communities. These individuals, we wanted to get them off the street. We considered them a danger to the community, and we wanted to bring them to justice. Two individuals were located in Delta County. One individual was located in, I believe, Cedar Ridge, and another individual was located in Crawford. Two individuals were wanted for felony assaults. One individual was wanted for sex assault out of Texas. And another individual we were looking for was wanted on felony dangerous drugs.
He says their list of individuals they're looking for go beyond the four, and investigations into their whereabouts continue. Child advocates gathered at the state capitol Tuesday to help the governor officially kick off Child Abuse Prevention Month. As Benta Berkland reports, this comes as lawmakers are discussing several changes to how the state protects children from abuse and neglect.
A critical audit last year says Colorado needs more child welfare caseworkers and to better oversee counties. To that end, this year's budget proposes 100 new caseworkers, and Colorado recently launched a new hotline to report abuse.
So many people resist calling because they're not sure that what they've seen is an indication of abuse or neglect. What we want to encourage is that people call, give the facts to the professionals.
Governor John Hickenlooper says too many adults look the other way. Meanwhile, members of the House are hoping to add even more money for child welfare, saying 100 caseworkers isn't nearly enough to keep up with growth in the system and reduce dangerously high workloads. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
There's a new work of outdoor art on display in Paonia. KVNF's Laura Pomisano has more.
The Harvester Building in downtown Paonia has a new landscape oil painting mounted to the front of it. Artist Maya Arthur Jensen created the piece.
The gentleman that owns the building and I got together March of last year, and he wanted to fancy up his building a bit. We discussed different designs and different ideas and eventually came up with a portrait of the valley floor.
The painting looks like a snapshot taken from one of the mesas that overlooks the town. It features Mount Lamborn in the background, an eagle soaring overhead, and the fruit orchards and farms that blanket the North Fork Valley floor. Maya says the image was designed to endure the elements.
I expect it to last quite a while. There were a lot of measures taken to protect what essentially is a 4-foot by 12-foot painting hung on the side of the building as if it were a sign.
For KVNF, I'm Laurel Pomisano.
Stay tuned for The Sweet Sound with Joanna. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.